The Obama administration stressed prevention be a big part of health reform, not only in preventing disease, but unwanted pregnancy as well. More than half the states, including Wisconsin, have offered family planning services through Medicaid. In the past, states have had to get a federal waiver. The new health law allows states to ask for permanent approval, which Wisconsin has requested. Offering contraceptive and health services to poor women saves states money, says Family Planning Health Services Executive Director Lon Newman.
Wisconsin reported after the first 5 years of our program that we saved about $487 million over 5 years by preventing unintended pregnancies to people who, if they had become pregnant, would have been or already were eligible for Medicaid.
Currently, Wisconsin's Medicaid waiver allows services to women age 15 to 44. The application to the federal government allows women older than that to get services.
Fertility has expanded on the other end. That limit of 44 might have been, you know, good 15 years ago, but now I think you see expanded fertility to sometimes 55, 60.
Government-funded family planning centers focus on contraception, but typically clinic visits also include screening for high blood pressure, cancer, and sexually transmitted disease. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.